very important shot in the Mishnah regarding the nature of the Easter from the Kahana, whether the Easter is, as the Pasuk reads, Lo Yitama Biyama, the Easter is not to become Tomei, or the Easter is not to come in contact with a mace. Sometimes you can come in contact with a mace without becoming Tomei. So he has a few Nachkaminis Lalof about this. What is the nature of the Easter? The Torah just has the exception to the rule is, in the Sheir HaKorah, they love to design Kroyim, Ovim, Limo, and so on. And the Chachamim Darsh and the Sheir HaSheir is the Lishta. Rashi says, in Sheir HaLishta, the Gemara says in several places that Sheir only refers to Nesua. It doesn't refer to Arusa. The Lishta Arusa, the Oinen Log, the Mitami Log, the Nefen Nidarel. The Yorsha, the Tamil of Hopin, the Gemara HaShail is whether Bia is Averson, or Isa Nesuna, is that the man is Mekadashi to be cast of Shtar Bia. The Mekadashi needs to be cast of the Shtar, like we got married to cast of. So she's only an Arusa. She doesn't come in to Nesuwa later. Whatever you need later to make Nesuwa is also a question. But the Gemara has a Shaila in Kiddushan and Afiru, with a Bia, the man is Mekadosh with Bia, with a Bia, Eris and Isa, and Nesuwa and Isa. We pass in also Eris and Isa. So the Gemara says, the Mayan Afamina, the Gemara says, the Yorsha, the Tamil of the Hopin, the rest. There are several differences between an Arusa and Nesuwa. So one of them is whether he's Metamimo. Kim the Shera, Shera is a Lishta, only refers to Nesuwa. Rashi and Tosfos have a machlekes in brachas on Daf Chof regarding this pasuk that the resigned kroivim that the coin is metamei. What's the nature of this heter? Is this a pchina of hutra or is this a pchina of dechuyim? Rashi says that is hutra. What I would say, mamish hutra. Says nefesh leitam yav kiim l'sherim. Therefore, this hutra means melachatchila meikorim. When the prohibition was formulated, it never applied in this case. That's what it sounds like, key in the share, except for a relative of this soft design curve. And Taitis there disagrees and says that it's not true, that the Yisoda Heter here is not that it's Hucho, but it's rather the Chuyo. In fact, the Gemara, the whole Sugi there in Brokers, that's what Taitis says, the whole Sugi is Mashma, not like Rashi, because the Gemara says, Lo Yitamo, is a Machlekes of Akiva and Rabbi Shmoel, and Taitis of Gimel, and other places, and Rochim Dachkuf, but the Lo Yitamo is a Rishus. Allah Yitam is a chayver. Bishmal has Allah Yitam is a rishus. It's permitted to be mitam to design kroven if he so chooses. And we pass like Rebbe Kiva. Allah Yitam is a chayver that he's obligated to be mitam. Gemara has three. In Seder Dav Gimel, Gemara has three cases where there's machlekes Rebbe Kiva. Bishmal had to read the pshat and pasuk. One is Allah Yitam, what is the rishus or a chayver. The other one is Level Man Tavoidu by Nevet Kenaini. Is there an Easter? Mishachar Abdoin the Beit. Is that true? So we pass him that it's an essay. The other Mem Tavod. And the third case is Rav Olav Ruach Kina Bikini Esishto. The Kini Esishto, that's why it's in Saita Dav Gimel. But the Kini Esishto is a mitzvah lechatchila. Or no, it's only a rishus. Shalos, if a husband sees something that leads him to be choshed his wife, is he obligated to be mekani law? Well, no. He doesn't have to be mekani. So the first thing Gemara says that it's, Gemara suggests maybe it's totally dead to death. One is she tells him, but it's a rishus from Chavit. And Gemara says not necessarily. So this is one of the cases. So the Gemarin Brachet and Afkov is working on the assumption that we pass in our lacham that Lo Yitam is a chayv, it's not a rishus. The Gemara understands that this pasuk Lo Yitam, this chayv is a marker for the din. The Kavar Abrius is Deiche Dinim Shabbatayr. Kavar Abrius, the Gemara says there are a lot of rules and regulations when it is Deiche and it's not Deiche, but there is such a principle, the Kavar Abrius is Deiche. If you're going to hold that the Geder Hadin is that it's Hutra, that the Mokim Zion Kraven, the Holy Tumas Kohanim is never formulated in the first place. How can you learn out from here that Kavar Abisa is Deicha anything? It's not Deicha. It's Hutra is Hutra. It means that the Yisra was never given. Clearly, that's what Taisa says. Clearly, the fact that the Gemara understood Lo Yitam Achayva, this is the Mokim of the institution of Kavar Abriyas, and we have rules and regulations. When does it apply? When does it apply? When is Kavar Abriyas Deicha? But that indicates that that Tumas Kohanim to design Kroivim is a Pchina of Dechuyah. It's not Hutra. The Rambam also sounds like he writes like this. The Rambam writes, Kamachamurahi Mitzvah So Avelus. The Rambam has a machlekes. The Rambam and the Rif and the Goyim are of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is a Din Deraisa. We know that there's a Din of Shiva and Shloshim, the Yibbe Chodesh. We know that Gemara says all Avelus is the Rabban. Is there any Avelus that's Deraisa? So the Ravid holds that Avelus Shloshim is Deraisa. But the Sporus, the Rav, the last parak in Mari Kot, the third parak in Mari Kot, and quotes the name of the Ravid, as a mocker from the Gemara, that Shloshim is the Raisim of the Geir to the Sporus. Not all the Rishonim reject that, they hold that it's not so. And because he learns it out from Parshas Shmini, it says, Rashaykh Malkutov, we get Moshe from the Lo Samusa, Vachar Shalat Parv Shalat Tirein, Chayav Misa. Another person who loses a relative and he doesn't rip kriya, or he doesn't leave his hair growing, and peri run out from another, God peri tar rosh sam zirish loshim yom. So that's how you know that the awful has to let his hair grow for 30 days. And one says, Acher, someone else, other than the Bnei Harish, Lafarish Lapir, doesn't rip kriya, he doesn't let his hair grow for 30 days, it's Chayav Misa Bidei Shamay. So the Rabbi understood that it's a real drashic mur deraita. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Other Rishonim understand it's only a hasmach of the Alma, the more it makes the deal, Achash Laforish Latin Machai Misa. What it means is that they, the Bnei Aharon, if they on this occasion will rip Kriya and if they will let their head grow, if they will observe Avedas, they will be Chai Misa Dei Shemaim. As the Hayro Shoah, the original Din Ladar is mentioned in that pasuk at all. But the Rabbi took the Gemara Kipshut. So all the Rishonim disagree, they say that's not, we don't accept that. That Shloishim is their right, and we get it as far as we don't accept. Yet, the Rambam and the Rif hold like the Sheet Sagar, and that's how the Mechaber passes, that's how the Svarim hold, that Avelus Yom Rishon is a Din Derais. The Taisi says that the Rambam passes like this, that there's no Avelus Derais. All Avelus is only the Rabban. So the Rambam quotes the basis on the Gemara, basis is Sheet on the Gemara, that there is a Din of Avelus Derais somewhere sometimes, because the Gemara says in the third paragraph of my cotton, that originally the din was that there's only Avelis on the Zayin Karevim who I mentioned here in the Chumash. Kolom of Parshas Tumas Kohanim, one is Misabalom, then it's a Sifu Aleim, the later Chachamim added on, that there's a din of Avelis even on Achoso, even on what? Even on Ochiv Meimo, and even on Achoso Hanesua. He added on more kriyim that there's a din of avelus. So the notion of Gemara sounds a little like originally there was a din deraisa that there's avelus on zayin kriyim. Then hosif from the rabbanon they added on the rabbanon, but the original din that you have zayin kriyim there is a avelus. That was a din deraisa. I guess the Balei HaTesis will learn that it's not so. That the whole din avelus was instituted mid the rabbanon. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken zayin me avelus. The Yishalmi says the Balei doesn't know. But the Rambam quotes from the Yishalmi Moshe Rabbeinu was mistaken. The Sakim Shivas Mea Mishta by Chos and Kala, and Shivas Mea Velus by a mace. And then, so that was the Takana de Rabbanon. Then when the Brisa says in my Kot, the Hosif Olei means it's the Tanaim, and the later generations, they added on more. But it doesn't mean to say that the Iker Din of Avelus by Zayin Karevim is a Din Deraisa. But that's how the Rambam and the Rif Nibonim took the Gemara. Hosif means that they added Moshe Rabbeinu made, Moshe Rabbeinu and Zakim Shivas Mea Mishta, Shivas Mea Velus. But there's one Din of Avelus that's Deraisa. A little bit parallel to what the Rosh quotes in the name of the Maharam Gutenberg, the Rosh in Ksubas in the first Perek, has a Kasha and he has a Perek there. But he says the Maharam Gutenberg calls that Simchas Chosen is Deraisa Yom Rishon. Yom Chasenasa, the Yom Simchas Likul indicates that there is a Din Simcha Deraisa by Chosen. So when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was Mistak Mishivis Me'am, Mishta means that he made the one into seven. So here also by Avelus, the Rambam understands that there was Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa, that you learn at Rechal Tichatas Hayoyim. Parashat Shmini, that there is a din of Aninus, and Aninus implies also Avelus, so there's Avelus Yom Rishon Deraisa, that was a din Deraisa. And Shabbeinu was Mitzvah Shivus Me'Avelus, he made it one day into 7 days, like the Shivus Me'Amishta, made one day into 7 days. When it says, then when it says in Gemara, Sifu Aleim, means that the later Chachamim, the Tanoim, the Zman HaTanoim, they added on additional curse. So the Rambam, when he quotes this in Hilchas Avelus, that Avelus Yom Rishon is Deraisa, and Shabbeinu made it into 7 days, and then they added on the later, later they added on additional kravim. So the Rambam says, Kama chamurihi mitzvah of avelus. Look how chomer it is, the mitzvah of avelus. She nitchis miponeho isur tumas hakohanim. Normally, kohanim are forbidden to be mitami to mesim. And in this instance, if they're obligated to be mitapal in the kvura, the mitzvah of avelus is to participate in the kvura. So as a demonstration of Avelus, the Kohen is obligated to be Mitamis. So the Rambam understands that it's a din of Dechuya, not a din of Hutra. If he's showing that one thing is Mohammed than the other, that means that one is Deicha the other. If it just was never formulated, if it were a din of Hutra like Rashi Shita is, like the simple reading of the Chumash is, so how does it demonstrate that one is Mohammed than the other? It's not Mohammed, the din was never given the Kihai government. That's where the Rambam writes later, also in Hilchos Avelus, that Tumas Kohanim, and the Rambam writes the Farish like faces. But Tumas Kohanim and Mokum Zayin Krovim is the Chuyah and not Hutra, and it gives you an Afkamina. What's the difference, Halacha? Lamaisa, whether it's Chuyah or Hutra? So the Rambam gives you an Afkamina that's quoted by the Shach and Yeredeya. If a Kohen, if they're having a funeral, And if the Kohen's brother, the Kohen's father, the Kohen's sister, whatever, and the Kohen is permitted and obligated to be Metame, what if in the same funeral home is another mace? So is the Kohen permitted to go in, knowing in advance that there's more than one mace there, not only his mace, there's another mace? So the Rambam, for some reason or another, writes that this depends on the issue of the Chuyah versus Hutra. That's the simple reading of the Rambam. So he says that if the din would have been Atumas Kohanim, is Hutra, but Mokum Zayin Kroiv, and then it would have been permissible for the Kohen to enter the funeral home, even if there were other masons there. But now that the din is, the Rambam writes, Dukhuya hi hatuma eitzel Zayin Kroiv, it's only Dukhuya, it's not Hutra. That's what he sounds like. He says, and it says that the Rambam didn't mean it, he didn't mean Chuyah Hutra, it's the Melitza, it doesn't mean it. But that's the simple reading of the Rambam. He says that it's Dukhuya as opposed to Hutra. He says, therefore, it's prohibited for the Kohen to enter into the Yoyla Meis, if there's an additional meister. If, let's say, the Kohen went into his oil maize, and he's going, let's say the Kohen is going in the car together with his maize, then he's even permitted to go, let's say, under trees that go over the Beis HaKvaros, he's metami to another maize at the same time. If he's holding on to his maize, then there's no issue to be metami to additional maize. That's how the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara in Nozir. The din of Tumas Karadim and Tumas Nozir is identical, the Gemara. But then it's muta, but if Mohatkhila, before he even gets to touch his mace, he knows that there's his mace and the other mace are going to be simultaneous, they'll both be metami him together, that the Rambam says is forbidden. He says because it's the Chuyah as opposed to Hutra. It would have been Hutra, it would have been muta. How exactly did the Rambam understand that is a question, but that's what he writes.
So, Chuyah, so why don't you apply the
this we say is Iyefsh, it says Loyitama Zachaiva. We understand Loyitama Chaiva, it's not a Rishus. And it's absolutely necessary out of Kovar Ameis that the Zayin Kroivim have to be Mitama. This is called, I guess, Iyefsh. Iyefsh Lekai Maidechem. The Rambam has a unique sheet that the Rambam and the Ravid have a machlek skim, Lesher, Lesher is a Wishto, sounds like a Drosha. Sounds like it's a Drosha. So the Rambam writes that that's only a Smachtam in the Rabbana. Like you have many drushes in the Torah's Kanim that are only Asmachim Rabbanim. The Rambam holds that a Kohen is being Mitami to Ishto, Nesua, is only Midir Rabbanim. Aye, but the Chiesh Kerati Acham Lagdom and Atar B'kundi Yaseh. Chavim only have authority to make Xeris and even the Yaikudom and Atar B'shei V'altasim. To tell you not to blow Shefim and not to allow a Kohen to be Mitami to Mesim, just not B'kundi Yaseh. So the Rambam says that Midir Rabbanim they declared Ishto Nesua as a Mes Mitzvah. What does that mean? That what's the reason why you're committed to the mitzvah? You're obligated, the Kohen is obligated to the mitzvah to a meis mitzvah because Kovar Abriyas, it's all based on the din of Kovar Abriyas. It's the whole parasha of Kovar Abriyas. So if the Kohen won't go to his own wife's funeral, it's the Habizoyim. So they declared that. So usually meis mitzvah means that there's no one else there. But if he's not going to go to his own wife's funeral, if you have 1,000, even if you have shishim rishus people coming to the funeral, the husband won't go. It'll be a bizoy. So even though the Rambam writes, even though the Kohen has no right to be mitami to his wife, the Torah's Koroi, the Koroizim are only Vav Koroizim. He's not related to his wife. After she dies, they're not related anymore. It's his former wife. Once she dies, the Ishus is Poker. That's what our friend said. The Rambam holds no Ishus La Hamisa. That's why he holds that the Kohen being mitami to his wife is only the Rabbanah, and that's why the Rambam holds that Habal Yerush Yisishta is only the Rabbanah. That's also Machlekes Tatanayim in Yesh Nechum, but the Habal Yerush Yisishta is the din deraita, the din derabbanan, al halacha, it's a machlek, it's the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam holds that Abal Yerush is Ishtu is only the Rabbanan. So the Rambam writes both in Perek Yud and Hilchas Ishus. When he lists off in the first nine prophets, he gives you the din of Averis, and then finally in Perek Yud, he gives you the din that begin after Nisuin. So he says the Baal has certain rights and privileges, and the wife has certain squeeze him over the husband, and the rights, and the Rabbanan shares his Viyayin, and so on and so forth. He says one of the rights and privileges is that if the wife dies, the husband Yarishin, but he says that's only the Rabbanah. And the Ravid is Masik, said it's not true, that it's a din deraita. And the Machlekes is repeated, and Hilchos Nachlas. But the Rambam says that Abal Yerush Yisishta is only the Rabbanah, and the Ravid says that it's the Rabbanah. So if you Achredim write that that's the Bir in the Rambam, the Gemara, there's an issue whether Yesh Shevis Lahamisto, Yivam is Hashayla, and then Yesh Nechon Hashayla, after either the husband or the wife dies, they say that the Ishus continues. The Rambam holds that the Ishus does not continue. After the wife died, there's no more issues. So you can't say that Abal is Matami to his wife, or the Baal Yarshan's wife, because they're relatives. They're former relatives. Once she dies, they're not related anymore. So that's what the Rambam understood the Gemara like that Abal Matami to Ishta is only a din with the Rabban. But the Rambam understood the Gemara is saying, the Ravid gives a different interpretation of that Gemara. It's a special case. But the Rambam says the Gemara is explaining why every husband is the tami to his wife is only because it's a bchina of a meis mitzvah. Meis mitzvah means that there's a tremendous lack of kavodat bris. So normally meis mitzvah means meis ain't lo kovim, no one else wants to be in the top. Here, even if you have shishim regal people, if the husband won't go, that'll be the design on me. So that's why atzuluha can meis
mitzvah.
That was it.
Is there a fine reason?
Darshin on time of the Kroah? That's a good question. I don't know. The Gemara understood that that's the Pshuto Shal Mikro. I don't know.
All the cases
that
the Gemara comes out with, in the end, seems to be, certainly, Dorfman is not Kroah, like by Abedot or something on the hand.
Yeah.
The Pasuk itself spells it out, so it seems more like it's a concept that doesn't apply.
But the Gemara extends it to all cases of Mamina. Gemara says that it's Zeicha Deraisis also. It's Zeicha Deraisis to Shevi Al Tasa. And it's Zeicha Deraisis to Kumbe Asay. If it's a Lav Sheena Shavu Bakol, or it's a Lav Sheena Yeshna B'Sheilo. You have additional cases where Kavar Abris is Zeicha Dinim Deraisis as well. People go and write in one place that Kavar Abris is Zeicha different mitzvahs, but it's not, it itself is not a mitzvah, it's an Inyan. But the Pashto says that it's not right. Lo Yitamu is a mitzvah. Exactly. Lo Yitamu is a mitzvah of Kavar Abris. It's a good kasha. How did the Chachamim know that that's the pshat? This is not a violation of Loi Dashin in time of the Kroah. They must have had a tradition that that's the pshut Shal Mikra. Loi Yitam. Here is talking an interesting machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. There are two girsas in the Gemara in Mike Kotman in the third period. When it says Hasifu Aleim, that in later generations they added on that a person has to be Misabel, not only on these seven relatives I mentioned in the Parsha, an additional relative. So one of them is Ochib Me'imo, a half-brother. They're only brothers from the mother's side, not from the father's side. And then there's a machlik, is the Rambam. And the Ramban, what about Achoso Nesuon? His married sister. Achoso Abula, not married. Achoso Abula, that the coin is not Natami to her. So the Din, the Araisa, from the Gemara, the way the Rambam, the Rif and the Gorim, the Machaba Pasim, the Din, the Araisa was that you're, there's only Achiv Avelus Yom Rishon on the Zayin Kroiv mentioned in the Chumash, and then in the later generations Hasif Alem the Yadavam and the Rabban an additional Kroiv. So you have Achoso Hapsula Shalohoi Shalohoi Suliyish. She was never married before, so the Koyin is obligated to be Mitami to her. When she becomes a Nesua, when she becomes a Behula, so she's a different relationship, it's a different relative, it's the same sister. It's like there is Hakosa that if she's a Behula or if she's a Nesua, so the Kohen is not Mitame. So that condition also carries over to the Tumah. That if the Achot also carries over to Avelim. That if you hold that Avelim, the rice is only on the Zayin Kroid mentioned in the Chumash. That if you say Achoso Hanesua, Achoso Habu'ula, the Kohen is not Mitame. So who Adinami that Yisrael wouldn't observe Avelim? Does that make sense to carry over? L'chari only carry over the seven relatives. You kovea, who are the Zayin Kroivim, that it makes sense to be Mitabalon. Take a marshal, there's another din. The Teres Kohanim has a drasha, which the Gemara Noza has, that a kohen is only Mitami to the Zayin Kroivim if the body is shalom. It's Mamshu Shalom, Lord, it's Mamshu Chosik. If, let's say, his father was murdered on a mountain and he's the only one there, so it's a Hameis Mitzvah. So the kohen is Mitami to a Hameis Mitzvah, even if it wouldn't be his father. But if his father died in the middle of the city, and the body is not shalom, so then Halacha says Manshu Shalom, not Manshu Chasta. What does that mean? So that's a Shaila Mishainim, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say they took out the father's appendix. Let's say they made a major, let's say they cut off, they amputated a finger, a leg or something, while the father was alive. And then the father died. So that's the Machlekes, whether the kohen is Matami or not. That Mishainim hold, that's usually the practice something, that they hold that the only dime there's a din of Zman Shul Shalom Lo Zman Shul Chatzim means that there's a Chisaron La Hamisa. The body is not intact, it's not in the same shleimus that it was in at the time that he died. It seems to me the time for the Torah is at the moment of death. So if the body is intact as it was at the moment of death, then the Kohen is permitted and obligated in the time. But if the body is Chatzir, Mishas Misa, Chisaron La Hamisa, let's say they made an autopsy. The Rechik once made a big fuss about it, Yorkat Shia. Sometimes the police have to make an autopsy, because they made an autopsy, so that's called the Manshul Chasem. So they take things out. Even if they put it back in, that's not doesn't make it Shalom again. Once they took it out, so that the claim is not permitted to be Mitami to a body if they made it. Unless they just make an autopsy, they cut it open, they look. Just look, it's not an autopsy. They pull out the spaghetti. Yeah. pull it out, and then he brought back in. So that's chasim. So that's chasim. So that's a machlekes, but the chas means chisayin lachamit, or even chisayin echam. The minig oilim is lahakil, that chisayin echam is okay. So would you say, let's say that there's no avelus? According to the Rambam, the reason Pesach HaMakaber, that avelus is the rice of Zainkram, so you're going to say, if they made it all that so there's no avelus. No, that halach of chasir, that only applies if it's when it gets to Tumas Koyanin. It doesn't apply when it gets to avelus. It doesn't change the hilchot avelus. So the pashtus perhaps should be that these conditions also hapsula, shaloh haisaliyish, that she's not in the stua and she never was nivala, that only then is the koin metame. But if she's a behula or if she's in a stua, then the koin is not metame. Lachara, that's only a condition of tanai in hilchot Tumas Koyanin. But lachara doesn't mean that it's a tanai in the kurva. That the relationship to his sister is different. It's only a stepsister now. It's a half sister. A sister-in-law. Became a sister-in-law. Once my sister gets married, she's my sister-in-law. She's still my sister. But Lachara, one should say that then there should be Avela Zeraisa. The Kihagam. That shouldn't be by the Hosifa Aleim. That's the Machlek is the Ramam and the Ramban. Two Kirsis. In the Gemara, whether that's Hosifa Aleim or not. Achosto Nesua. Or Achosto Be'ula. Whether that was Zeraisa. Or that was only Hosifa Aleim. Or that's the Shaila. I can understand that it should be their Isa because these are only conditions in Tumen. But it's not a condition in the Shem HaKurva. The Shem HaKurva remains the same. Well, the Ramam says the Makar for the Avela is their Isa is this Lo Yitama. Lo Yitama means that you're obligated to be Mitameh for the purpose of Kovar Abriyas. And this Chi of Kovar Abriyas is the Makar for Avelus. Exactly how the Avelus is supposed to be observed, that we learn from another parsha partially. We learn from the parsha of Aninus, Echalti Chatas Ayoim. You're not allowed to be Makar Korbanus, you're not allowed to eat Korbanus. And then you learn from additional Pesukim, Echit, Tzich, and Nilus, and Sandal, and all the other aspects of Avelus. Right.
How can you distinguish it? All
his
sisters continue a relative.
His
sister is not married.
Right, so if the sister gets married, doesn't weaken the relationship. It's still a sister, the kurva is the same. These are conditions in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim, like Chaser is a condition in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. But Chaser is not a condition in the Shem HaKurva. The Shem HaKurva remains the same, even if he's Chaser. So here also, the Ula or the Nesua is a condition in Hilchas Tumas, but in Lachar it doesn't make sense to say it's a condition. And the Shema Kurva, that the Kurva is weakened because she got married.
I mean, if this is your only Makar for the in the first place, so maybe you see it's not exactly a Dinu Kurva. Because there's a custom to be said about, it's not related to the fact, but the fact that the Torah singles, this is the Makar for both, and the fact that Torah only singles this out, this is the sister out, so it shows you either maybe the Kurva is not.
Yeah, but the Torah singles out Chaser also. Only Shalom and not Chaser. Maybe someone will say that Chaser is no Avelus also. I think that's very difficult to say that by Aviv Chaser, there's no Avelus Deraisa, only by Aviv Shalom. Or it doesn't make any difference. Let's say they incinerate, let's say they burn the body later on. You're going to say that there's no Avelus Deraisa. Of course there is. If there's Avelus Deraisa, Yem Risha, there should be Avelus even if they burn the body. It doesn't matter Chaser, Shalom. So these also, one could argue the point to say these are conditions in Hilchas Tumas Kohanim. It's not a condition in the Shem HaKurva. The Shem HaKurva is the same. It's a machlek, it's two gears to something more. The Rambam and the Ramban. Laitama balbi amov lehei chalo. See, according to the Rishonim who hold that Lesher is a Lishto, that the Rosh is a Murad, they write the... So then we understand what this pasuk means. Laitama balbi amov lehei chalo. The husband is not permitted to be mitame to his wife. Lehei chalo. This is a Rashi quote from the Torah Sanu from the Gemara. If he's married to her, so let's say a kohen marries a grusha, or a zayna, or a halala, a gioris, whatever, and then she dies. So is the husband permitted and obligated to be mitamit to ishto? So he was really supposed to divorce her. He's married to a grusha, zayna, or a halala. He didn't divorce her yet. He didn't know that it's prohibited. And he didn't have a chance to divorce her yet, and she goes and she dies on him. So that's what the pasuk says. Leitam abal b'yam b'vayichal. He's not permitted to be mitamit to his wife if she is lehechalo. If he is mechulo, calls man that she is etzlo. So that's how you understand pasuk dalet. But if you hold that l'sheiro zilish, there's only a drashim of the rabbanim and a third of the husband is not mitam to his wife, then you have to read pasuk dalet completely differently. It goes b'yamov, b'zman shul b'yamov, that it means they have to make mitzvah. The kohen is not permitted to be metame to other kraivim. This man that the mace is inside the community, and there are other people to be metapel in the mace. But if the mace is shein lo kovrim, if the mace mitzvah shein lo kovrim, then the kohen would be metame. But the Teres Kohanim, the simple reading of the Teres Kohanim is that l'sher is a ishto, and pasuk dal leitam bal v'am lechal goes on ishto. His man shu mechulo machmosa. Why is he mechulo machmosa? Hu mechulo bo ba'oda imo. The husband is mechulo ba'oda imo. What does that refer to? There is a mishnah in Torah that if a kohen is married to a grusha, zayin of a halala, we don't allow him to do avoda in the Beis Hamikdash until he divorces her, because there's a temporary psul halala. But usually assume that that's only a din in the Rabbanon. It's not a din in the Torah. There's such a din in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah also that you don't give him, you don't let him duchen, you don't give him the first aliyah. A kohen is married to a grusha zayin mahalala, you don't treat him like a kohen. So the pasuk pshat is that it's a penalty in the Rabbanon. And that's why the Mishnah says, up until the time that he gives her a get, or up until the time that he swears, he takes a neder or a shvur that he's going to divorce her and he'll never remarry her again. But what, if you say that it's a real din d'oraisa, the kohen that they're married together, he's considered a temporary cholol. So how does it help if he takes the shvur or takes the neder that he's going to divorce her? So the pashtus is that it's only a din d'rabbanan. So it's only a din d'rabbanan. How can we read the pasuk like that? So that's why they write it in the pirush on the bottom of the Teres Kohanim. It's printed on the bottom of the Teres Kohanim. Seems to assume that it's a din d'oraisa. There's a Chuvin of El Yom Mizrahi where he writes Beferish that it's a din deraisa. It sounds like they write it on the Siddur like that. This is a Drasha Gemura, and it means that it's a din deraisa. A very strange din. That there's a temporary psul halalas on a kohen who is married to a grusha zayin of a halala. Either when he divorces her, he restores his full kedushas kuna, or when he takes a shua to divorce her. How does that affect the din deraisa? The kohen takes a shua, he's going to divorce the yishta psula, but then he becomes ois halal. Very strange. Perek B'Yisha Rabo, at the end of Yevamos, is the first perek about Heter Agunas. At the end of the Mesitta, it's all the Binim of Agunas. So in the first Mishnah, B'Yisha Rabo has the halacha that if a man is married and his wife becomes a soto, so you have to divorce her. He's not permitted to remain married with her. So what if before he had an opportunity to divorce his wife, she died? Is he permitted and obligated to be metame or not? So the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says not metame. Why not? So the Gemara says that since he's getting ready to divorce her, is not only by Kohanim, but by anybody. If it's talking about a kohen, that's a din. That's a din of the third. That he's not permitted to be mitame if she's nesuei lo b'yisus. That's also b'yisus. And a physician emperor is also a din. So it's also a kohen is temporarily cholo. But the Mishnah seems like even by Yisrael, I'll be pashtun. Yisrael is married to a woman, and then she is mizana taktav. She becomes a soita. So normally the din is that when the wife dies, the husband is obligated to be metame. So my place is also the Rambam and the Rabbi. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah lo itam only applies to Kohanim. Kohanim is the chorim who are muzah shlo letame. So then the mokum zayin kravim, they are permitted and obligated to be metame. But if he's in Israel anyway, so he's never forbidden to be metame. So then you can't say that the mokum zayin kravim he's obligated to be metame. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah lo itam means to be mechalo kedushas kune. And thereby demonstrate the covered abriyas. But if he says, there's nothing mechal kedushas kuna, so there's no mitzvah. That's how the Rambam holds. And the Raivid is masagan the Rambam. That's in Hilchos Ovel. The Raivid is masagan the Rambam, and he claims that he has a right that the mitzvah lo itam is not restricted to the zichri kuna. It even applies to Yisraelim as well. So the Gemara seems to say that halacha that a husband has to be mitamik to his wife doesn't apply if the wife is a soto. Why were they going to say he's temporarily mechulo? He's not even a kohen. He's not a kohen. How can this din apply? Leichalo means whenever it's marriage is the yisur. That's what it means. What if a man is married to a mamzeres and he has to get divorced? He say the same din. He didn't know. And he just found out that his wife is mamzer. He found out that he's a mamzer. He has to get divorced. So you're going to say that, let's say the man became a p'tua daka. He's married for 50 years, he became a p'tua daka late in life. So he has to get divorced from his wife. He didn't get a chance to get divorced yet, the wife dies. You're going to say, it's a din, whenever the man is married to Yisr, any marriage that's to Yisr, and the wife dies in Avatame. According to the Rashbam, the Taka is such a din. The Rashbam in Bava Basra learned that there were three levels to marriage. There's Erisin, then there's Nisuin. We usually learn the two, Erisin and Nisuin. The Rashbam says there's Nisuin, and then there's She'ero HaKorav Elov. She'ero HaKorav Elov is more than Nisuin. It means that it's Nisua, and they plan to stay married. But let's say they have Erisin, Nisuin, and Daito Lagarsha. So then the Rashbam says that even though it's Ishta Nisua, but it's not called She'ero HaKorav Elov. This Madrega is. The Rashbam has this fetish that whenever, let's say, there's a kohen who's married and they made up their mind they're going to get divorced, they just didn't have a chance to go to the person and take care of the get yet. And then the wife dies, they says the husband doesn't yarshin, because Yerusha also depends on She'ira HaKorav Elov. And Daito LeGarsha, there's no Yerushin, there's no Avelus, and there's no Tumas Kohanim. And Taisa says they never heard of anything so ridiculous. There is no such thing. The Rashbam made it up from thin air. There is no such halacha. There's three madrega is married, there is, and he's soon and happily married. Who says happily married? What a psychologist once told me that in the what do you say? He pledged allegiance. Pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the one nation. No. No, it says in the Declaration of Independence, on the Bill of Rights, it says that everyone is entitled to the pursuit of happiness. That's in the Bill of Rights. All men are created equal. Declaration of Independence. It says pursuit of happiness. And what the psychologist said, they'll go. Who says that everyone is entitled to happiness? How many people have happiness in this room? There aren't many happy people around. So that's the taste of disagrees with Rashbam. There are no three madregas. Eris and Nisu and happily married. Vapuki Daita Lagarisha, taste of the business question. That's a shaila. Maybe we should say Aloch and say about make a bovel. That's what the Rashash writes in Bava Basra. I think it's the Perek Mishameis, not Yeshman. Perek Mishameis, the Rashash writes that even though we pass him like Tesis, not like the Rashbam, then maybe with respect to Avelus, maybe she says, Aloha Tev Ameko Ba'ovo. So maybe you have a man who has in mind to divorce his wife, but they just never got around to do it. So maybe you say, Aloha Tev Ameko Ba'ovo, we should pass him like the Rashbam, that there's no Avelus. But the Kirega on Yeridea refers you to that Machleg. It doesn't tell you to look at the Rashash, but Kirega was. Few years, Kivega died a few years before the Rashash was born, probably. Maybe not. Anyway, but Kivega didn't have any Rashash. So Rabbi Kivega referred it to the Yamshal Shlomo in Gittin. On Daf Yud Zayin, Yamshal Shlomo writes that he had the Mashal, had this Machlokes. There was a couple who planned to get divorced, but they never got around to do it. But it was Daita Lagarsha. And then the wife died, so the Shaila was, but the husband observes Avelus or not. So the Mashal said like that. It is Daita Lagarsha, so therefore there's no Avelus. And he says, Nechle Kuala, I call Chachmeho here. All the Gedolim in his city disagreed with him, and there was a heated dispute about it, and they decided to send the Shaila to some great Gadol in Yerushalayim. He doesn't tell you who. He says, they sent their letter to this great Gadol in Yerushalayim, and he sent back the Ksav that he's matching with me. That's what he writes in the Amishma. We don't know who the blood was, so we have no way of knowing whether. Maybe there were other Gdelim Yerushalayim who agreed with the other Chachmi here. Anyway, that's a shaila what the din is. They quote the Rav Moshe held not like that. Moshe Paskin, not like the Marshal, not like the Rashash. Even Daita Lagarsha, there's still all there. But there are many Rabbonim who Paskin, whenever Daita Lagarsha, there's no there. Did y'all like that Rashbam, whenever Daita Lagarsha, there's no there? I understand, whenever a man is married to Yisrael, about a Daita Lagarsha. Let's say a man is married to a mamzeret. A man became to a doctor or something. He has to get divorced. Daita Lagarsha. Whenever the marriage is everything with him soon, but it's only with his garage, then there's no din of lo yitam. But if you all like Taisvis, the Poskim who all like the Marshal and the Rashash, that's only for Avelus. A lot of them are make a bubble. Whenever there's any sheet to call them, so you have the Rashbam and the Marshal and the Rabbi in Yerushalayim, the anonymous Rabbi. That's three Poskim, all like that, so that's Allah did not make a bubble. But when you get to Tumas Kohanim, we Poskim like to say that even Daita Lagarsha, there's still a Din of Lo Yiktamu. So what's wrong if it's a man who's married to Yisr? Why should I say that whenever a man is married to a mamzeret? So why should I say that he's not mitami? Why does the Gemara say that if the wife became a soita, he's not mitami? It doesn't say beferish in the Gemara, but one could perhaps interpret like this, that that Gemara in the beginning of Hoisha Rabo, where it says that if the wife became a soto, and then she died, that the husband is not mitami law, husband is not in a yorshim and mitami law, they made from the dereh, and so on, the whole work. One could say like this, that in order to have yorshim and mitami law, the husband is dereh, and to have avelus, you have to have that it should be nesuah. It's not enough arus, you have to have nesuah. Nesuah means that the issues is bishlei musa, it's a full issue. So it could be that that's a special din by a soito. That the halacha by soito is that the issues is incomplete. That's what we learn out from the parsha soito. It says v'nitma three times. What does it got to do with tumah? Tumah v'tara, we know. Tumah v'tara was in the previous service. Shmini tazmi v'tara. What is the soito on issues such as this? What does it got to do with tumah? So the Gemara has a drasha. That just like by Saita go lechum, so too by Sofit Tumim Bishu Sayachal go lechum. That's a drasha, because of the fact that the Torah uses the word v'nitmo, but the remez that there's a din of tumah that you go lechum by Sofit Tumim Bishu Sayachal. Bishu Sayachal means that you have less than three people. If you would have three people there, she wouldn't have been on Saita if there would be other people in the room. So obviously, kini lo v'nistro, nistro means that there were no three people there. You have three people is like a crowd. So that's not key, that's not steering. That's not steering. Steering means that you didn't have three people. So too in Sofik Tumah Bishus Hayochid, if you have three people, then it's called Bishus Rabbi. So Sofik Tumah Bishus Rabbi is cool. If you have less than three people, it's called Bishus Rabbi. But that's all at Russia. How do you mean the Pshut Hashan Mikra? Why does he use the word Venitmo? So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Chelek Avnei Nezer, where he points out a Rashi in Soita and Davon, and he explains the Rashi based on a passage in the Kuzari that the Melech, he asked the Chover, he asked the Rabbi, that you people are so religious and you follow everything that it says in the Torah, why don't you observe the laws of Tumah v'Tara, b'zman hazeh? So the Chover, the Rabbi answered to the Melech HaKuzarim, that the laws of Tumah v'Tara are not relevant today. Tumah v'Tara is only relevant if you want to enter into the Beis HaMikdash, if you want to bring Kabbonis, if you want to eat Kabbonis, if you want to eat Truma. So then Tumah, in Kedusha, is retired to the Sanctuary. But he says, we live in Europe. We have no in Yoni Kedusha. Where did the Kuzarim live? In Russia somewhere. So he said, we have no in Yoni Kedusha. We don't have, Kedusha says, the Torah, Kedusha, and the Mezuzah, but we don't have any aspects of Kedusha Samigdash, and Kedusha Karbonis, and Kedusha Truma, and Kedusha Savaida. So therefore, the whole union of Tumah v'Tara is irrelevant. It's not that we violate the laws. It's not that Yerbis Manazah. But based on that, you saw it of the Sefer HaKuzari, that the inyan of Tumah is that it's a pegima in Kedusha, that it causes a tie to the Sasu with Kedusha. So the Avnei Nezer and Chelek Avnei Nezer explains a comment that Rashi makes in Sota Davov, that Rashi learns the Nitma'o, that the Kedushin is Nidgomin B'Niktzan, that when a couple gets married, it's not just that there's issues, it's what we call Kedushin. And true, the Gemara calls it a Lishna de Rabbana. The Gemara says in the beginning of Maseches Kedushin that in Atari, you say, Hariat Miuresisli, Hariat Ishti, Hariat Misuasi, but Hariat Mukudeshit is a Lishna de Rabbana, means Asur Akuli Alma Kehegdish, just like Hegdish is Asur, and everybody said the Eshitish is Asur Lashuk. Asur Akuli Alma Kehegdish. It's a Lishna de Rabbana, but the concept exists in Atari. So the Avnei Nezer claims that that's where Rashi is driving at, that Kiddushin, marriage is an inyan of Kiddusha, and if the woman becomes a Saita, there's a Tegimno in the Ishus, and the Ishus is incomplete, whereas normally Ishus always contains a Hetala Baila. By the Soita Ishus Ishus Inso, the Ishus will be incomplete. A big chunk of the Ishus disappears, falls off, without having given a get. The Torah says you need a get to be Mata Ola Shuk, but part of, a big chunk of the Ishus disappears. That's why there was a Hava Minim. The Sifruah has a Drosh on a Pasik, Omeisa Gam Shneim Gam L'Rabbat Abay Machrem, that you would think that if an Ishus Ishus Inso, and she's Chayv Misa, then if she's Mizan a second time with somebody else, then it wouldn't be Chayv Misa, it wouldn't be Chayv Kari. So Minipos Meis is Gam Shneim, Gam L'Rabbat HaBoim Yachrein. Even if someone is Mizan with her afterwards, she's also Chayv Misa. Why would I have thought that she's no longer Chayv Misa, Chayv Kari, she's Mizan a second time? So the Bar Tanura has a Pirush on Rashi. That's called Amar Nokom. So the Bar Tanura, Rabbi Yosef Engel, quotes this Pirush when it's available, no one's good. Rabbi Engel quotes this line from the Amar Noka by the Bar Tanura on Chumash in his Sefer to show in the Tziyunim La'Torah, he shows, he quotes it. to show this yisayt also, that when a woman becomes a saito, the ishus becomes, in a certain sense, broken. The ishus mikal lahavah incomplete. She's not a full nation fish. I might have thought that there's no longer an oinish karis, no longer an oinish mitzvah. That would cause it to be marbid. Gam the rabbi tabloy me'achrei minu ishim zana a second time, a boil sheni. The Gemara says, even if she was zana with a boil sheni, he's also chayv karis, and she's chayv karis and mitzvah for the second nus as well as for the first. But even though the ishus is nivgam b'miktas, but it's not that nivgam. So with respect to what is a nivgam, that's what the Avnei Nezer has the Rashi in Sota, that it says, v'nitma or, by Sota, the nitma means, tumma means something that's pogim in Kedusha. It weakens the Kedusha. Like the Kuzari says. So that's what it means, v'nitma or, that when a woman becomes a Sota, part of the ishus disappears. Because ishus is the meaning of Kedusha, and the nitma means that part of the Kedusha, part of the Kedusha's ishus will disappear. So one might perhaps interpret the Gemara in the end of Yevamos like that. In the beginning of Elisha Rab, it says, if an Eishes Ish is Zinsa in a way that she became a Soita, so then the din is that the Baal is not Yersha, not Mitamilo, not Mechon the Dareh. Why not? It means if he married him on there, it's also not. The Rama writes the Seirish that it's not true. The Rama Hilchos Isha writes, if a man is married to a Mamzeret, it's Kiddushin HaTovsin. One opinion is more than Kedushin Tovsin Machavi Lav, and by Kivan, we don't pass like that, we pass in Kedushin Tovsin. But the Rambam writes, is that only Kedushin? What about Nisuin? The Rambam writes, Nisuin is also Tayfri. The Rambam writes explicitly, I don't think it's any Gemara, maybe it's just a Sefta. The Rambam writes, if the man is married to a Mamzeret, and he made Erisin and Nisuin, so he says, Yesh Chupal of Psulas, the Rambam writes. If the man makes a Chupa, and the Ishta of Psulo, she's a Mamzeret, so there is Chupa, and if the wife dies, he yarshins her. The Ferish in the Rambam. So if the man is married to a Mamzeret and she dies, the husband yarshins, so why should it be different if the man is married to a wife and she becomes a Soto? Why does the Gemara say that by Ishto, who became a Soto, the Baal is not Yershalo, not Matamalo, not Mechon the Dereh? Why not? So maybe that's the word. Why? Because if you're married to a Mamzeret, the Ishus is 100% full Ishus. It's an Ishus to remain married. It's an Ishus to get married to in the first place. It's an Ishus to remain married. You have to get divorced. But called manah, you married, it's a full issue. If it's a full issue, you have nisuah. So ishto nisuah, yorshim and tamla meifin and derech. But by ishto soto, that's halacha. That ishto soto is the nitma. The nitma means that it's a tegima in the issues. The issues become partially broken. Part of the issues, a chunk of the issues disappears. So maybe you can't call it anymore sheira hakoravelo. Along the lines of the Rajban, but not, we don't hold like that Rajban. A little along the lines. That you can't call it a nesua. You have to have davki ishto arus. You have to have ishto nesua as opposed to ishto aruso. Then you get the yoshal and tamal al hafnere. Ishto nesua means the maximum ishus that you can have. So if you have a nesua, but she became a soita. I don't know if you can say that she reverts back to the status of an arusa. That I don't know. But it means that the ishus is an incomplete ishus. So the mele, the gemara, maybe it's a din deraisa. It's unclear in the gemara what the din deraisa knas with the rabbana. That when the wife became the soito, the Baal cannot be made in a dorin, and he doesn't yarshin, and is not mitame. You could read the Gemara that it's only a knas from the Rabbana, but you could read the Gemara, it doesn't say why. You could read the Gemara that it's a real din deraisa, because it's no longer called. It might be reasons there. The Gemara says the whole reason why the Torah says the husband is made in a dorin is Kadesh lo tizgana hu ishal baila. Kala nadera, that's what the husband can make. Why should he have a right to be made for it? Ram Shabbat Alabin Irene Nefesh Kadesh Lotizgana. Hacha Adirabit is Ghana Mrs. Ghana. Here we want him to divorce his wife, so we don't want him to have a right to be made for the girl. What is the matter? You mean time to cross? Strange. It's a very corny reason. Gonna judge each and every one. If she took a net, it has nothing to do with him. What do you mean Tizgana? Took a net not to go to the movie. So what do you mean Tizgana? How is it gonna be Tizgana? So maybe, and then the Gemara gives a local reason by the Yorisho and the Tamilo also. So maybe that's what it means in the Gemara. Maybe what it means is that once she's a Soito, so the Ishus is incomplete. The Torah Tzvanim has a drasha that the Rishonim quotes. We don't have it in the Gemara, that the Rishonim quotes. The Avi, that the only time the Kohen is Matame to the Zayin Kroizim is when it's Vadai, when it's a Sofe, then he's not Matame. And see, for example, The Kohen's mother got divorced. She was once married, she got divorced, then she remarried. She had a child later, and you don't know whether that child was born from the first husband or from the second husband. She's not allowed to remarry within 3 months in order to have Afkonim, in order to know whether the child was born from the first husband or the second husband. The woman violated the din of Afkonim, and she got married within the 3 months, and later on she has a child. And it's a suffix. You don't know whether the Ben Testarishan or Ben Zayla Akron. So let's say the Koyin was born from the first husband, his father was a Koyin. And he doesn't know whether this person that was born later on is his brother or not, and the brother dies, but the dinner that the Koyin dies, he doesn't know whether that's his brother. So the dinner is whenever the kurva is the suffix, so then there's no dinner of Tumas Kahana. Because it says, Le'imo, Olavi, Ma'imo Vadai, Afavi Vadai. Imo is the Vadai. The baby came out of the mother's belly, so that's been all the Vadai. So the only time you have a head to Tumas Kahana is when it's Vadai. So the Rishonim quote this, and they all ask the same kasha. If Sveika they write to the Chumra, I would have known on my own that you're not permitted to be Mitame. So why do you need a pasuk to say that you're not Mitame? So the Rishonim give different terumot to it. You have in the end of, I think, the Gemara Menachos, they have Hilchas Tumah. I don't know if it's by the rift, I'm not sure. They have Hilchas Tumah. On one side they have the Nemukiyotah, and I think on the other side they have the Rosh. Two commentaries in tiny letters. In the middle of the page you have the Hilchas Tumah. So one of them, either the Nukiyasis or the Rosh, one of them, they all ask this Kasha. So some is trying to answer, Avada, Enechanami, I would know on my own that he's not permitted to be Mitame if it's a Sophie. But I would have thought, what if the Yevon, he went ahead and he was Mitame, that I'll call upon him, he should not be like it, because it's a Sophie, maybe he was his brother, maybe yeah, maybe no. So Machatzin is not allowed to be Mitame in Sophie. But the Yevon, if he was Mitame, would he ain't a like him in Sophie. So the Sophie tells me, Imo Vada, the Loy Sophie. If the Mokum Sophie, it's also the Torah's Vada. So if the Torah goes ahead and is Mitame, then he'll be like it. There isn't even a Sophie Kether. It's the niece of the Torah's Vada. That's what some Rishonim say. And other Rishonim say otherwise, that no, that Avada is a din of Sophic, Be'araita Lechumre, but that din not only applies to Sophic Yisroel, but applies to Sophic Mitzvahs as well. So Lo'itam is a mitzvah. So if I have a person, I'm a Kohen, and I have this man as a situation where it's I have an Iser, I have an Iser deraisa, and I have a mitzvah that's Zeicher that Iser, and I have a Sofik whether the mitzvah is Zeicher the Iser or not. So would you say Sofik deraisa lechumra, you have to do the mitzvah and be Zeicher the Iser, or would you say Sofik Iser lechumra? Here it doesn't make any difference in the din that you're not mitame. But you have another case in the Gemara. The Gemara has an Ibaya Deleif Shita and the Elul Megalchen regarding Menude Mahu Betfilin. The Gemara says take Abel Yom Rishon wears tefillin. Abel Yom Rishon does not wear tefillin. And the rest of the Shiva, the Abel, does wear tefillin. And Menudah is the suffix in the Gemara. The one who is benidu, he has to observe partial, some of the dinim of Avelus, and other dinim he doesn't observe. The beginning of the Perek and the Megalchon, the Gemara spells out which aspects of Avelus does the Menudah have to observe, which aspects not. So the Gemara has a suffix, Menudah, ma'am with tefillin, take. So it's in the Bible of Shita. So how do you pass in La Locha? So there's a stira mechaber between Yerudea and the Hilchas Tefillin, or Orachayim. In Yerudea, if I'm not mistaken, the mechaber passes that the whole din of Nidui is only with the Rabbanon. There's a machlekes tesis in the Ramban, where the Hilchas Nidui are the rights of the Rabbanon. Whatever the din of Hilchas Nidui are, when you put a person in Nidui, that's observed partial aspect of Avelus. Is that din the rights or is that the Rabbanon? The Tosis holds that it's only with the Rabbanon. Tosis in the first Daf in Elam Galton. The Ramban holds that it's their eyes. Ramban has a whole kuntris on Mishpat Acherim and a separate kuntris, and then he has on Chumash. He has the last pasuk in Chayar Mashiach Merad Leipot at the end of Chumash Vayikra. Six pasuk before the end of Chumash Vayikra. So the Ramban has on that pasuk, and the whole Mishpat Acherim is based on that pasuk. That Cherim and Nidui and Shamta, these are real dinim their eyes. So the Mechabed is a stira. Yeruday the Mechaber passes that all the dinim of Chayim are wrong with the Rabbanim, and the Rechami passes that is the Rashi. then every day he passes over someone with a rabbanon. So in Aper, everybody has to put on tefillin. So the Gemara just had a suffix where the midrabbanon, they prohibited the menuda from wearing tefillin. So they divide like sheet on an issue the rabbanon. So Vadi say suffix the rice lechumer, let him wear the tefillin. Then Aper has to wear tefillin. Suffix the rabbanon lechulah. So suffix where it's forbidden midrabbanon to wear tefillin. Then Aper is chayiv. The shayin where the midrabbanon is forbidden. The bottom of the Mechaber writes that he wears tefillin. That's in Yeridei. And Narachayim in Hilchas tefillin, the Mechaber reverses everything he holds. No. He holds that Menudah is deraisa. All of a sudden, Menudah became deraisa, like the Shita Taramban. And even if it's deraisa, what do you do if you have a teiku, whether he's allowed to wear tefillin or not? So you can say, Safik deraisa lukumer, put on the tefillin. Or you can say, Safik isa deraisa lukumer, you're not allowed to put on the tefillin. So which way do you go? The Mechaber writes that you don't put on the tefillin. The Safik isa takes precedence over the Safik mitzvah. And others dispute the point, and they say no, that even if one should assume that menudah is an issa deraisa, it's a weird tefillin, it's an issue deraisa, and maybe a safik deraisa to wear tefillin. But there's a chiyuv to wear tefillin in Torah also. Everybody, all normal people have a chiyuv to wear tefillin in Torah. When you have an issue, it's either a mitzvah or an avera. I don't know whether doing this act, I have to do it because it's a mitzvah deraisa, or I'm forbidden to do it because it's an issa deraisa. So which do you say? So that's the shaila here by the kohen, by the safik brother. So some Rishayim said, either the Rosh or the Mukiyas, one of them said that I would have said on my own Safik mitzvah takes precedence over the Safik Yisra. That's why I needed Zeres HaKosha to say not so. Imo Vadai Veloi Safik. But by the tefillin, there's no Pasuk, so I would say that the Safik, the Vital Sheet in the Gemara, whether it's Chayv and tefillin or not, so the Safik mitzvah deraisa should take precedence over the Safik Yisra deraisa. It's an interesting Shaila. What does it depend on? What does it depend on? The Prima Gordon talks about this in the Sefer HaChumash, in the Tevas Goyma, in a few places. If you have a situation, but he talks in abstract. I don't remember if he gives a case, a concrete case. There's a lot of things that are very abstract if you go. Prima Gordon always quotes from the Alshech. He's a big bucket, every Alshech in creation. He always quotes the Ramor. So people think he's quoting the Ramor. They wonder, Ramor wrote on his mind. So hello. He calls the Ramah, it's Ramah Shalshah. He never calls him the Alshah. Moshe calls him the Ramah. He's always quoting from the Alshah. So he always has very abstract things. He has in a few places this abstract chakira. What's the din? If you have an instance where it's a suffix, whether you're prohibited to do it in the Torah or you're obligated to do it in the Torah. So which suffix the right of the Chumash takes precedence? It's a suffix obligation yes to do it and the suffix prohibition not to do it. Anyway, here it's a Machlekes HaRishonim. Exactly, this case, the Machlek is over here. Why did you need a drush in the Teres Kahana to say Imo Vadai, Velo Imo Safek?
Another answer to that question would be, in the case we have a grove, a small
grove,
where it's not
Vadai. Could be. You mean if it's not for the Pasuk, I would have said that you do follow the rules, but the Pasuk is not to follow the rules. Could be. The Rambam Shita is based on the Gemara, not the Rambam Shita. The Gemara says regarding a Kohen who marries a Grusha, it says, Isha Zaneva Halal Lo Yikochu, Isha Grusha Lo Yikochu. Lo Yikochu means they're not allowed to have Kicha. Kicha means Kiddushin. Kikach Isha Isha Chadosh. Then it says, the Kohen Gadol also, Amon Grusha say the Lo Yikach, Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry them. Then it says, Lo Yichalo Zar Diyamov. It says Lo Yikach, then it says Lo Yichalo. So the Torah says that there's a machlekes habayva rova. What about kidesh? What if a kohen marries a grusha? A kohen gadol marries an almana. Is he loike already? Kidesh is already loike. What do you say? No, kidesh ain't a loike. Boal is loike. If he does beer, then he's loike. One sheeting gemara is habay holds that kidesh is loike. It says loikach. The kiddushin is already in aver. We assume that it's not so. The Kiddush ain't a loike and Boal is loike. So what does that mean, Boal loike? You have to have Dafke Kiddush or Boal. You have to have Dafke. It says the Yikach, so you have to have Kiddush or Boal. So the Rambam sheet is that this is not only applicable to Yisuri Kohen. The Gemara in the end, the Kiddush and it only appears, the whole discussion of Bible is only regarding Kohanim. The Grusha, Zayn, Mechalala, Amana, these kind of things. What about a man marries a Mamzeres? So the Rambam has a machlekes with the Raiva. The Rambam writes a chiddush that this din in the Gemara that you need kiddush or boal is not restricted dafke to Yisurikun in Parashas Emor applies to all Yisurei Lavin. Well, it doesn't apply to Krisis, because Brachavi Krisis Kiddushin and Atovsin. So there you don't need Kiddush of Boaz, just boil along. But by your Chayvi Lavin, you have such a din that Lamoshel, a man marries a Mamzeris and he's boil Leo, so then he's like, if boil, well, like Kiddush, then the Rambam says that there's no Malkus. That there's no Malkus.
With
the child will be a cholol anyway. Yeah, that's the Rambam writes the Pharisee. The child will be a cholol. Yeah, but the shaila is if the koyin is boal agusha without having kiddush, the child will be a cholol. Yeah. But in order to get malchus, when the Rambam holds that if you have boal below kiddush, that you're not loike, that means that it's only nisa de rabbanon or not. That's a shaila. That's a shaila. I think the Minhas Chinuch, if I'm not mistaken, Minhas Chinuch understood the Rambam as having said that it's only in Issa de Rabbanon. That if Boal, Voloi Kiddush, only in Issa de Rabbanon. And Hagwan, Ablazer Shach, and his Sefer is Masik on him, if I'm not mistaken, and he says it's a Beferish Sefer Mitzvah La Rambam, where he says that it's in Issa de Rai, he suggests that there's no Malchus. In order to have the Issa Vishlei Muso, you have to have Davki Kiddush of Boal. But if it's Boal, Voloi Kiddush, then it's in Issa de Rai, but there's no Malchus. Yeah, what's the nature of that din? There's a big dispute in the Achrayim, with the Kivege, with the Macheshes, and the others in between them have a whole dispute. According to the Rambam, what's the nature of that din? That by Yul Chai Bilav, not only by Kohen, by Yul Chai Bilav, you have to have Kiddush of Boal. Is it that the Isser consists of Kiddush and Boal? Oh, no. The Isser is Boal, but it's only B issues. It's B issues, Minav Kemina. This is the case that they discuss. A man is married beheta to his wife, and then after marriage, after 50 years of marriage, the man becomes a tzuladaka. Amamla became a tzuladaka. Nobody ever heard of Amamla. Amamla used to be the Rosh of the Natura Karta. He was a famous personality. And then after his old age, his wife died, and he went and he married a French Gioras. He used to be a dancer and a singer in a nightclub. And they ostracized him. People in the people ostracized them. They wrote this up in all the newspapers and Time magazine all over the world. They were writing where the ostracized the hell is. So what happened? The whole Turkart is 7.5 feet. Made a whole fuss, made headlines. And then they kept on pressuring him and tumbling, yeah. And then he had to explain why he married a girl. So he said he was a Tsuadaka. That he became a Tsuadaka after he was married to his first wife and then he didn't live with her. And then when his wife died, he wanted to marry again. So he had to marry a Gioris. There aren't so many that married Gioris who was willing to go along with the Natura Karta style. So he only had this Frenchie, this nightclub entertainer. So he had no brevis, he had to marry him. But they had to print the teretz also. The teretz is printed in all the newspapers. So let's say a man is married to his wife, and he becomes a tzuadaka later in life. And then he's bald now. He's bald now. So he's over on the lab. Will he be loika or not? The kiddushin was beheta. When you say you need kiddush of boal, according to the Rambam, by all chayvi lavin you need kiddush of boal. It's not enough boal. The Rambam holds that it's not only restricted to kohanim that you need kiddush of boal. According to the loika chalei chalom, by all chayvi lavin you need kiddush of boal. So there's a big dispute in the achrayim. What if the kiddush was beheta? By a mamzeres you can't have beheta. From day number one it was beheta. You can have a shayge. You can't have beheta. But let's say back to Tzuadaka, Rabbi Kivega and the others discussed. I mean, he was Kiddush, he was Behet, and then he became a Tzuadaka later in life. So if he'll be Boal later, does it mean Boal Be'ishu, Be'a Be'ishu is the Yisra? Or does it mean no, Kiddushu Be'a is the Yisra? So if the Kiddushu was Behet there, the Be'a, even though it's Be'ishu, wouldn't be loyal.
How can you say that
if
you don't violate the law?
Will be halal. It's a good question, but the Rambam writes the Farish like that. It must be a Teres Kahanim or something. Or a Gemara. It could even be a Gemara. I think it's a Gemara. The Gemara says the Farish like that. How do you read the Pesukim is the question? I remember Rav Soloveitchik once suggested a Chiddush, another possibility here. That it could even be that the, let's say, the Koyin, the Grusha, or the Yisrael b'mamzeres, it could even be that he's only loik on the b'irishayna. It could be that the Yisr is kidesh, if you hold that the Yisr is kidesh, that it's not that b or b issues is the Yisr, that the kidesh is just a t'nai, that the only time the b is an aver is when it's a maisa issues, when they're married and the b was done towards maisa issues. It could be that no, that you have to have that kidesh b'avera. But kiddush is only erisin, so you want to have the full issue. So if you have kiddush u'boal, to be a rishona, that's going with the issue. But maybe after once he did the be a rishona, he does a be a shnia, later on he remains married, it could be that there wouldn't be any malchus on the following beer. That's gora possibility. That's a wild possibility. It's a kiddush. That maybe the only kiddush u'boal, the only malchus would be on the be a rishona after marriage. Because that's somehow going with the issue. It completes the issue. Be an aver. Let's say boal v'loy kiddush. Boal v'loy kiddush also an aver deraisa. There's no malchus. Still an aver deraisa. There's a famous judge, a former judge. He retired already. In Eretz Yisrael, he's a kohen, no? And he wanted to marry a grusha. He learned the chevron. He learned the yeshivas when he was younger. So he knew that it'd be yisr and he couldn't do it. So they had it in the newspapers. I mean, then he's Chaim Kohn. He's still in the newspapers. So he said, according to the Rambam, there's no yisr deraisa. So that's when they made the whole tumor in Eretz Yisrael. So he was going to live with her. He's going to have a secular marriage. He went to Cyprus and he got married to her. He was never the Kaddishan. So he said, according to the Rambam, there's only Oivran and Yisr deraisa. Only Oivran and Yisr deraisa. Atakrumakov, if you didn't know, Rav Lezer Shach Seifam Mitzvah. Remember, I once spoke in Eretz Yisrael. He started to dinzach with me in the middle of my talk. About to argue with me. Chidusha ran into the head and said something. He probably didn't know what he was talking about. I don't think he knew what he was talking about. Yeah. It's not his field. He's learning it. It's not his field. It's in a different field now. Din on the pasuk Isha Grusha Meisha. Afilu in his garsha ella Meisha. What if the husband Isha Grusha Meisha lo yikachu? Of course, Isha Grusha Meisha. She's divorced from her. She said Grusha lo yikachu. Isha zan of a halal lo yikachu. Isha Grusha lo yikachu. What is it? Grusha Meisha. So the Gemara has a comment. Afilu in his garsha ella Meisha lo yikachu. Let's say husband gives his wife a gift. He says Hare at Mugureshis Mimeni. Hare Ihat Muteres Lushum Adam. That's a joke. That's not a get. The Gemara Digno, the joke in the Gerishin is zero. That's enough to aser her lakuna. Let's say the husband is a kohen and he plays a joke with his wife and he gives her a gift. Hare Amagureshin, then Hare Iyat Muteres Lushimot. She's still married to him. He's not divorced, but that's enough to passel her labayla. Or let's say a man gave his wife such a gift and then the husband died. So would you consider the wife a grusha? Would you consider her an almana? Because Allah says that even though the gift was not chal, she's really an almana, but lakuna, she's asura. That's called Reach HaGet. It's not a real get, but it smells like a get. That's a Reach HaGet. And more darshans if in the Pasuk, Ishu Grusha Misha, Achidol and Isgar Shalom Isha. The simple reading in the Gemara is that it's a Drosha Gemura Deraisa. The Rambam writes that it's only with the Rabbanon. Magen Mishnah writes, he doesn't know what prompted the Rambam to say it's only the Rabbanon. Pashim Shat is that it's really Deraisa. Shagrasari has a tshuva where he thinks the Rambam is wrong. Shagrasari has tshuvas, you know, Machlekes Ashin Tesis, who's right? Doesn't talk Machlekes, Keshev Yankif and the Mishkin of Yankif. Colleagues, Rashi and Tosis, who's right? So he has over here, he thinks the Rambam is wrong. He writes, how can you say the Reach HaGet is only with the Rambam? He holds the Reach HaGet is there. I think in the Dvar Torah that was just printed in yesterday's Beis Yitzchak, I think I have something about this, if I'm not mistaken. I didn't read it again. I think I have something about that Shagas Aryeh, where the Reach HaGet is the rice of the Rambam. I think I quote there, if I'm not mistaken, I think I quote Rabbi Chanan Vassenin. brought to the Sitzcha come to look through the pages, a guy from the, a former graduate from the yeshiva came to my home. He said, "Oh, the Sitzcha." He walked up with it. The Bachanan has in the Sefer on Yevamos a comment. He says there is a din in the Gemara. There's an institution of chalitza psuva that sometimes the Yevam does chalitza to the Yevama, and the chalitza was done with psul. Let's say it was done balayla. There was no bezdin or other Gemara says it was done with the left foot instead of the right foot. Aktana did the chalitza chest. There are different cases. Sometimes the Gemara says even though the chalitza is no good to be matar halashuk, but it's called the chalitza psuva. And the chalitza psula prohibits her from ever doing yibum. Because once you did chalitza, you're not allowed to do yibum. So even though the chalitza was done with psul, if it's eino klum, if it's eino klum at all, like say she took off his sock instead of taking off his shoe. So the Gemara says that shouldn't have that's not, she took off his sock. Also, nalosh, they can take off his shoe. So if she took off his shoe, but she took it off in the left leg, but there was no bezna, with balaylo, there was some zaitik extraneous psul. But a maisa chalitza was done, so then the din is that it's a chalitza psula, and no one's allowed to do yibum. So the Chon and Rathman asked, where did they get such a concept from? So the chalitza is no good, but it is good a little bit. So he says, it's pattern after Re'ach HaGet, and he suggests maybe it's in the Raisa. So we assume that Re'ach HaGet is in the Raisa. Maybe it's the din of the institution of chalitza psula, maybe it's in the Raisa, that it asses lacuna and so on. If a kohen marries the chalutza, that's only the rabbanon. The Gemara says the grusha is a nisa deraisa, chalutza is a din derabbanon. And a ben chalutza, ben grusha is a chalal minotar, ben chalutza is a chalal min derabbanon. What's taka the din of a ben chalutza? One of the rabbis told me he has a ben chalutza, davened in his shul. One of the baal batim, a religion man, what can he do? His mother was a chalutza, she married a kohen. So what's the din of a ben chalutza? He's minotari, he's a kohen gomer, so he's not permitted to be mitamil a mason, he's not permitted to marry a grusha. But he's not allowed to get the first aliyah. So what aliyah is he giving? He's not allowed to do pidyon haben with him. The rabban would treat him like a chol. So what aliyah is he giving? He can't give him shlishi? He's coming with the rabban and he's a chol. Akron, yeah, okay. But what, can you give him shlishi? Let's say he's a nice guy. He's a very nice man. It's not his fault that his mother was a chalutza. She married a kohen. What's it then?
What's the matter with
us? He lives in your community. Yeah, nothing wrong with master, but Mishai, can you give him shlishi? You tell me you can. Even though Minateri is a kohen, but with the Rabbana, they declare the whole thing that you can't give shlishi to a kohen. I heard that song with the Rabbana, no? The Torah we respect it didn't drop on him, he's not a cut. If you give a shlishi, what will be? He's not going to get lazy.
He's
a regular Yisrael, the Rabbanon. Whoever is a cholol is not even a lady. The Gemara has a chiddush. When a person becomes a cholol, so he's not only is he not a kohen, he's not even a lady. So he's a Yisrael. So the Rabbanon, the guy's a Yisrael.
Is there a problem with the kohen
It is nigger. He never dukhins, and never gets the first aliyah. We don't treat him like a kohen, but he has to be machmer in his personal life not to go to the cemetery. When out there, he is a kohen. The poor guy has problems. Yeah. Yes, and Teduchen, what should he do? I don't think so, but the Rabbanon, he's forbidden Teduchen. Yesh koach v'achon l'agdom ha tel v'sheh v'al tansa. They said he's possible to do. I don't think that should be a problem. Then the Torah has a din that a kohen who's a balmum is not permitted to bring korbanos. There's a big difference between a balmum and a cholol. A balmum is a kohen.
He's not permitted to be metame le meisim. A bal mum is not permitted to marry a grusha. He only has a psul le gabi avodim. Shenikin a cholol. Cholol means vacuum, empty space, rake. Cholol means chalal ha'olam, empty, emptied out from dushas kunim. So cholol is permitted to be metame le meisim, and cholol is permitted to marry all the psul le kunim. There's one of the achrayim in Ebenezer says that a bal mum is permitted to marry a grusha. I think the Chalkis Mephaikik says that, and the Beis Shmuel says it's wrong. The famous thing is wrong. Rashi HaFamish says it's wrong. The Baal Mum is a regular kind. He eats kotchi kotchi. His mom is a regular kind. Lechem ala kovin, kotchi ha-kadosh mila kadosh miyotli. He's permitted to just... Achal ha-parechas lo yavad. He's not allowed to do avayda sakabonis the Baal Mum. That's all. And even if he does the avayda sakabonis, he says, vela mizbech leigish kimon mum v'lo yichalel es mikdoshai. If he does avayda, afilu b'diyevet. Shemavel avaydos mechulelis lihi posil. Cholol Shahova, the Gemara has a whole machlokes. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shul, we pass Cholol Shahova to the Yevet Rabbi Yosef Kshero. Hasheni Kena Balmum Shahova, Afilu to the Yevet Psula. Because here he says, Elam Zbech Liigav Shvlo Yichalel Is Mukdashai. Rashi says, if he does the Avodah Shemavet Rabbi Yosef Mukhalel Is Liipas. How do you know that the din is that a Cholol Shahova to the Yevet is good? Machlokes the Rambam and the other Shem is only Cholol Sheni Yodua, or even a Cholol Yodua. We know that the man, he knows that he's a cholol. In one hand he goes and he does avodah. So the Rambam says that even in such a case, it's avodah k'sheira. The other Rishonim disagree. The Ramban says, he look in the Gemara, Makkos is the fairish against the Rambam. That it's only a cholol sheini yodua. Once he's a cholol yodua, even with the Eved avodah k'sheira. But whatever the din is, only cholol sheini yodua, cholol yodua, what's the nature of that din? Where is that learned out from? So the Gemara has two psukim. Three psukim to indicate the nature of that din. So one pasuk there, where I learned it out from, is Avosel Hakoyin Hashiyah Bayamim Hahen. So the Gemara says, what do you mean Hakoyin Hashiyah Bayamim Hahen? You bring the Kurim to the Kohen who lives in your generation. Of course, well, you're going to go to a Kohen who died already. You're going to go to the Chavetz Chaim's Kever and give him Bikurim. He's buried already. What should I have to give Bikurim to a Kohen that's not alive? The Gemara says, no, Hakoyin Hashiyah Bayamim Hahen. If at the time that you gave him the Bikurim, you thought that he was a Kohen, then it turned out later on that he's really not a Kohen, the Ainu, he's a Cholol. So that's the mocker, that Bishaita, he was a Kohen, so it's good. A Kohen for a day. If we thought he was a Kohen, it turned out he's not a Kohen, so at the time that we thought he was a Kohen, life that he is a Kohen. That's one mandama has that posture. Both in the Babli and the Yerushalmi, they give three different psukim to indicate his din. And then the other mandama, the Gemara learned it out from a different posture, that it says, Baruch Hashem Chelo Ufoal Yoda of Tirzah. Baruch Hashem Chelo refers to Chalolim Shabbat. It's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Shevet Levi. You know, Baruch Hashem Chelo, he gave a blessing to the Chalolim. Ufoal Yoda of Tirzah goes on the Avodah. The Avodah that the Chalolim do should be accepted. Tirzah, Ritzui. Ritzui, the Korban should be accepted. The term Ritzui is 99% of the time in Tanakh is used in connection with Korban. That's what Balatani writes. It says, "Ofoyal yodav tirtzev nirtzol al lechaper all of it." Says, "The ritzah is always in connection with kavanah." So it means that afilo cholol shavad b'diyavad avodos ekshir. Is there any difference between one pasuk and the other? So several of the gedolim of the last 70 years suggested that it may be a big difference. Abitzel the Panavisha has this, and this is the piece of Torah that the Panavisha Rav is famous. Panavisha Rav. So we have to have Bitzel upon it. So Bitzel already said this, and then he has an Arichas on it, the same guy there. So they point out that there may be a significant Afkamina Ladin into the two cases as follows. What if we made a Tigin Aben? Ha'idei Koyhein, V'achakach Noda Lama Shehu Kolo. So the Pizchei Tshuv and Yerideya discusses this in Simin Shin Hei, the Simin about Tigin Aben. He discusses a different case. There's a man in the community, and he's a local Kayan, the only one Kayan, and he's cleaning up every year. There's another Pidgin Aben, and after 25 years, we find out that he's a faker. He's not a Kayan at all. He's a Yisrael. So he has to give back all the money to everybody, and you have to do all the Pidgin Abens all over again. But he doesn't discuss what fits in if a man is cleaning up Pidgin Aben money. There isn't so much to clean up. There aren't so many Pidgin Abens around. So let's say a man is taking all the Pidgin Aben money, then Achakach no dolan shu cholo. That he doesn't discuss. He just says, Achakach no dolan shu zar. It turns out later on that he's with Gamri Yisra. So then Abadah, you have to do the Pidgin Aben Oda. What if it's no dolan shu cholo? Would you say that the cholo b'diyev rabidos ekshera, so b'diyev the Pidgin Aben is kosher? Would you say no? That cholo shab rabidos ekshera is only did in Avodah. It doesn't apply to Pidgin Aben. that's where Abitul and Panavizhir and others asked them in the Panavizhir. Rav also, some others have this as well. Moshe Rosen also has this in Seich and Ezer HaKodesh. There's a long pilpul on Arichas on this. So they say that it should depend on the psukim that is derived from. If you learn it out from the Pasuk of Asa L'Koin HaShiyah B'Yamim Ahayim, a coin for a day. A coin for a day, for all Hilchas coin. Even for Hilchas Pidyon HaBen, he was a coin. But if you say it's based on the Pasuk, Baruch Hashem Chelo Po'al Yodav Tirtzei Ritzui, but one could argue the point that it's only Ritzui in connection with Hakrovat Korban. Maybe when you get to Pidyon HaBen, there's no such thing. Maybe you wouldn't apply. That was supposed to be the answer to the question on the Bchina. I assume that everybody remembered it. I gave Shurim on that a few years ago when we learned Bakr. 9 years ago, 10 years ago. I assume that everybody remembered. No one remembered. Yeah.
I'm just going to say that Shurim Machlokes of the Kohen is eating. Shurim in the middle finds out that he's hollow. Yeah. One of the time, I think, the Shurim holds it solid. Because, and it's based upon the Sara of hollow. It's not completely. In other words, what he did in the past certainly is not high above the Shurim. So if you say that there's. So this is not, even if there's some, unless you say that it's called a chota.
Like an avoida, that's what the Gemara says in the Sakhim, that achilas chum and adikri avoida.
It's not the same thing as falling on the tirtza, there's no hakrava, there's no maize.
Okay, that's the question. He has a Mishnah where the Mishnah says that a cholol is eating chuma, v'akach no dolana shuhu cholol. So does he have to give karen v'chaymish for the chuma that he ate? So it's machleg of lezer v'shu, and paslag of v'shu, you don't have to give. So, and why? Because the chol shavu the yevus of adasik shevus. You see, it's not only a din in avodah, it's a din even in achilas truma. It's not considered achilas truma is good. So the Gemara says in Sochim that achilas truma is called an avodah. But in times it's still not there, still not the tirtza, it's not reason. That's the deeper, that's the diun. Whether that's a hechacha that even for the purpose of pidyon haben as well or not, that's all discussion. So the Torah has a din about balmum. A kohen balmum is pasul avoda, and a behema balas mum is psula lahakrova. The Gemara in Chorus makes relationships. That's the middle part of Chorus that usually people skip. On the bottom of the Afyon, you have no choice. So they got to read every page there. But the yeshivas, when they learn Chorus in the yeshivas, usually they skip. Even when you learn conscience, they learn the beginning, you learn the end. You leave out the middle. The middle 15 block, all about describing the gory details of the mumim and the behemoth, and the mumim and the people, and how they compare. And the Mishnah has that it's basically it's the same din. The details are not always there, but basically it's the same din. That mum passels by Kohanim and it passels by the Korbanos as well. Then it says the kindest tummy is not permitted to eat truma. He has to have Tzvila and Hayr Shemesh. Bracha is beside my mind. Bracha Shemesh v'tav v'acha yoicham min ha-kadoshim. Ki lach ma'ivu. That you need Hayr Shemesh for Truma. We discussed. There's also a question on Bchina. With respect to which halacha do you require Hayr Shemesh, respect to which din do you not? I want you to say that with respect to Bias Mikdush, Kniso la'azore, you need Hayr Shemesh. Respect to Harabayis, the Avnei Ezer has a machloikis between two Taisusim. Taisus and Shavuos and Taisus somewhere in Menachas, I think, and he holds that Harabayis is Dina Kechol, that you don't need. Then the Chumash has two psukim one after the other. Taisha b'sachir lo yochal kodesh kankin k'nebish k'nikas v'hu yochal bov really based on him yochal b'lachma. What is the contrast between Taisha b'sachir lo yochal kodesh kankin k'nebish k'nikas v'hu? The Gemara says that Pasuk Yud in Perek Kol Beis. Pasuk Yud says Tarishu B'Sachal Ayechol Kodesh goes on Eved Ivri. That's the Gemara Kiddush in Dav Gimel goes on Eved Ivri. Koyin Kik Nevesh Kinyin Kaspo goes on an Eved Kenayini. How come an Eved Kenayini shall koyin can eat Truma and Eved Ivri shall koyin not eat Truma? So the simple reason is because on the Eved Kenayini there's a Kinyin Easter. A Kinyin moment you have on both. You have a Kinyin moment. These are the terms, this is the terminology that the Avnei Miluim points that from the Ramban, from the Talmidei HaRamban, the Rizvo, and the other Rishonim like that. The Avnei Miluim has in the Shadus of Chumas in the end of the Seif on Ebenezer, he has essays. So one of the essays is on this topic. Where is there a Kinyin moment? Where is there a Kinyin Issa? So he says, on Ebed Kinyin, Avada, I own the Ebed Kinyin Kishori Vahamori. That's the Kinyin moment. What about Ebed Ivri? Do I own the Ebed Ivri? 6 years, a kinyan is man. But he's saying, no, he owes me services, but not that I own him. So the Gemara says, no, Zosa Meris, David Ibig, you for coming. The Kiddushin Dafka Zainim and Aleph. The Gemara says, it's not just that he owes me 6 years worth of services. I own the Ebbet Nani. He owned the Ebbet Ibig like a Dekel of Peris. The Neiri and our friend say that was just like you can own Dekel of Peris. I own the Ebbet Ibig, not Kishori Bahamori, not a Kinyan Gomor. I own the Ebbet Ibig with respect to the fact that he has to deliver 6 years worth of services. He said, there's a Kinyan moment by both. Not the same Kinyan, not to the same extent, but there is by both. There is a Kinyan Issa by the Ebbet Nani, Baharai, Ebbet Nani, Shulkan, Eichel, the Chumar. Ebbet Ibig. And Yevid Ivri, Taisvis claims that there's no Kinyan Issa. Taisvis in Yivamis, I find on a day, the first daf in Tereke Oro. The first time on a day in Tereke Oro, Taisvis says, the fact that Yevid Ivri shall coin is ain't Oichel B'Tshumah, that Akana shall coin is Oichel B'Tshumah, that's Eichocha, that there's no Kinyan Issa by the Yevid Ivri. And then Taisvis points out, that Gemara in Oro has another Nachkemina. That an Ebed Kenani cannot become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach without permission from his Zodim while an Ebed Ivri may. The Taisa says that's the reason why, that an Ebed Kenani does a Kinyan Issa. He belongs to the Zodim with respect to Issa the Heter, so he's not his own Balabas to determine, to decide where he wants to eat Korban Pesach. The Ebed Ivri, there's no Kinyan Issa. Either Shaila is. But the Ebed Ivri is Mutav the Shivcha Kenainis. The Ebed Ivri is Mutav the Shivcha Kenainis, and Yisrael does the Shivcha Kenainis, it doesn't say the Ramban, the Kiddushin says that that's a Hechav, the Ramban and the Ritva say, that's a dead giveaway, that there is a Kinyan Issa in Ebed Ivri also. And Taisa denies it, and Taisa gives a teretz. Taisa says, it's not an indication that there's a Kinyan Issa, it's a different reason why he's allowed to eat, give a Shvera teretz, yeah.
How can you say that the Kinyan Issa is what determine whether or not he can be mounted on Kar Pesach. The Gemara said initially something gives him a case where an Eved, an other told an Eved to go and be in Shabbat Pesach for him, and he figured that if the Eved forgot what he told him to play or to eat, and the mission suggested to him that he should go buy, get both, two of them, and make it tonight. And the Gemara says, but how can you buy both? Rashman Khan Eved Khan Rabbis. The Gemara says that he gets an Al Das, Shame Labo Shispo.
That's one problem. That in order to be Mamun on the Korban Pesach, you have to have a Shutvus, you have to have a Lailus, and there's a problem Mashkan never come around. But then there's another Gemara in Ha'orel, and I'll find on the base. But the Gemara says you cannot become the Mamunah if you're an Ebekneini, you cannot become a Mamunah on the Korban Pesach without the explicit permission of the Yodan. The Yodan has to give you permission to bring your own Korban.
So what's he doing in this case?
Yeah, the Yodon says, go bring me a Korban Pesach, and then you do whatever you want. You want to be a Shutta with me, I give you permission to do whatever you want. But if the Yodon says, go get me a Korban Pesach, and he said either Tuleh or Sek Sovim or Sayizim, whichever one he said, and then he said, and I want you to be there to eat with me, then the Ebed Kenani can't bring his own, he can't become a Mamun on his own Korban Pesach. The Yodon didn't give permission to him. The Yodon says, do whatever you want. You want to eat with me, you want to eat with him, do whatever you want. So then he has the right, he has the authorization from the Yodon. At the Shaila, is there a Kinyan Issa and an Eved Ivri? A Bas Kohen is a Cheles B'Tshumah. Just as Bas Kohen Kesili is Zar, she marries a non-Kohen, then she's no longer permitted to eat Tshumah. Because now that she's single, she's permitted to eat Tshumah. Why is that? That's the Shaila. Why is that? Is it because a Bas Kohen is a Kohenet? She's a Kohen. Of course she eats truma. She eats on her own right. How come she's permitted to be the tam of the mason? Well, the kahan b'nei aharon v'lo b'nei sahar. Rashi says b'nei aharon v'lo b'nei sahar. It's a different halacha that there's no isa truma. She's not kosher to do avodah b'tamim. So I think that the women came to avodah b'tamim. Women priests. We don't allow women into the priest. But it doesn't mean that a bas kohen is not a kohen. She's a full-fledged kohen. She's permitted to eat truma. Maybe I should say no. Halacha says that Kohenes cannot do Avodah, now Kohenes is not prohibited to be the Tam of the Mason, so the Yom Kohenes is Mishkin Kohenes. She's not a Kohenes at all. How come she eats Truma? The Beis Avir, Sadina Beis Avir, just like the father can be the Kabbalah Kedushin for Dito Ktana Naira, so she can eat Truma also. And this is a Dina Beis Avir, even if she's a Bagaris. Normally, once she becomes a Bagaris, she's no longer a Beis Avir. This Dina Beis Avir even applies after she's a Bagaris. And even after the father died. The father died, how she be Beis Avir? Then again, to this din, she's still the Beis Avir. I would have said that that's lo nita lahiyomer, that doesn't make any sense. I would have said, what do you mean? The father's dead and she's a bagerah, so she's still late aviyah. Come on. It's a little too much, no? But that's the machlekes harishayna v'feirish. Machlekes tesis and the tesis tesvei harash. Tesis says, an opening suv in the beginning of Kiddushin, which appears also in suvahs, tesis, it appears in suvahs around menhei, menvav also. So the Gemara talks about with respect to which dinim is the girl the beis aviyah. The Taisha says, have you not seen her name? She's the base of you. The father's name is Dorin. The father has a right to tell her as an honorary Bria. The father has a right to be a Kabbalah Kedushin for her. And why is this not all the din of their rights? That the daughter is the base of you. The Taisha says, have you not seen her name? That she's the base of you, that she's a Chelis B'Trum. And the Taisha Harosh says, what are you talking about? She's not, that's not true because she's the base of you. She is a Kohanim. What does that do, base of you? The father's not alive. She's a Bulgarian. And she still eats from us. They see she's a tehenis on her own. So the charet to machlokes. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin of Soloveitchik had a Gemara in the beginning of Arba Mises, where it says the Feirish, the funny way, like Tesis there. That the that's what Soloveitchik always said like that on his own. He didn't realize that it was a Tesis. And then he came across the Gemara. Oh, yeah, that's what I always said. There's the Gemara. And the Gemara said, hey, it sounds like it's the Feirish like that. That a kohenis is a chelis between talking the sugya baskan kisechem iznus. So the Yehimachalos are not Sugya Tzrefus Bas Kayim, Perakarbamitis. So the Gemara has such a lashon that the daughter is a Cheles B'Truma because she's Bishus Aviyah. It doesn't say because she's a Kohen. It's a strange idea. Machlokes HaRishonim, what's the nature of the din? The Mishnah Melech has a little sefer on Drush that's called Parashas Drachim. So at the end of his sefer, I got it in Drush, different style Drush. At the end of the sefer, he has the Derech Mitzvasechon. On the Minyan Amitzvah. So the Derech Mitzvah usually has the Oris on the Rambam and the Chinuch and the Smag. Who counts what? The Minyan Rambam, who counts what? It doesn't count what's been put on the Minyan Amitzvah. Then he has a few Haoris also on the Minyan Amitzvah. So he has one Haoris that the later Achrenim discussed. He has a Shaila, Azar Sha'avad, Azar HaKorev Human, says that Azar, who does Avodah Beit HaMikdash, is Kamis Ibn Shamayim. Azar HaKorev Human. So the Shaila he declares is, what if Kohenis does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash? Is a Kohenis mamish a Zara? She doesn't have Kedushas Kuna. So if she does avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, she's a Zara. Or should I say, no, Kohenis is a Kohenis. Abbas Kohen is a Kohenis. The only thing is, of course, that's how she can't avoid it. But she's not a Pchina of a Zara. So she wouldn't be Chai Mitzvah Dei Shema. So that's the clear that he has. So some people that probably in 2 years is in, she's in Kepetis in the beginning, and Rochim in the secretary of the Hina. Could be. But it's known as the Mishlam Melech Sofi. The Lechoyre, that suffix has to do with this fundamental Shaila. How do you put these together? That a Kohenis is not Muteres al Atumah, and the Huzaruk Sheris Linasa the Psula, so that Kohenis can marry a Gorush, she can marry a Ger. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a Ger. Kohenis can marry a Ger, Kohenis can marry a Cholol, a Kohen can't marry a Halolo. She doesn't have, she's not prohibited from being the Tami, she's not forbidden from Diyas to Asura. Yisuri Kuna don't apply to her. She's not allowed to do Avoida, but she may eat Truma. So how does it jive? Should I say that basically she's not a Kehenes at all, and this is Dina Bishu Savia, based on Via? Or should you say, no, she is a Kehenes, and that's the Yaitzim in Aklal. Which is the Klal and which is the Yaitzim in Aklal?
If she's not a Kehenes, how can she
take Zorah Hoya and Kehra? Also Bishu Savia, I can't. Also Bishu Savia.
Israeli married the Kohanis from the Zohar Maham.
Yeah, Pasha Pshat is that she is a Kohen. About it, I don't know.
What is the fact, there's opinion of Ben Bar that's still a Kohen, right? Wouldn't that show that it's a separate category, though? Would that indicate that it's...
I personally didn't understand. I don't understand how you can say this. Even the Rasul Vesey, I don't understand that Taisa says in the Gemara. I don't understand what it means. I said, about a Kohen, is it a Kohen? I don't understand. But it is a Psalach Lekis and Rishon. So then has all the parshas hamoados, all the dinim of the shabbosim and the yom tovim, and says the word elav yad Hashem shetiklu oisam. The word oisam is pasah vav. It's written atem. So the Gemara Darshan says three times like that oisam, and it's written atem. So the Gemara Darshan says atem afilu mutem, atem afilu mizidim, atem afilu shogigim. That whatever Bezin declares, if they declare that today should be Rosh Chodesh, if they declare today is Lagvayim, the 18th of the year. Says, but Shmona Esrei Lechupah, that friend says, the Rebbe, you're allowed to get married on Lagvayim, even though you're not allowed to get married on Sirit, but Shmanes of the Chuba, on the 18th day of the year, you're allowed to, because it's like when, so let's say, if they're going to declare today is Rosh Chodesh, so that's out of the question. That has to be within a certain range. They can declare Rosh Chodesh on the 30th or the 31st day. They can't make a month of less than 30 days. They can't make a month more than, they can't make more than 30, and they can't make less than 29. There's limitations. They can't make a year that has 14 months. They can only make 13 months. They can't make every 10 years in a row Shana Muberes. There are certain limitations. But within the limitation, they have a right to declare Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibra Hashana even not in accordance with the strict rules the way it should have been. That's how Rashi quotes from the Torah's Kana. It says twice, Atem, Oisem Atem. Rashi writes once is with Benegir to Kiddush HaChodesh, once Benegir to Ibra Hashana. But you say Atem, Afilu Mezidim, Bein B'Kiddush HaChodesh, Bein B'Ibra Hashana. The Tzlach has a famous piece at the end of Brachas, the last of Brachas, the Tzlach has a Chiddush. The din of Atem, Afilu Mezidim, Atem, Afilu Shogim, Afilu Anusim only applies to Kiddush HaChodesh and doesn't apply to Ibra Hashana. There's a whole shtickel terror based on that. It's only Kiddush HaChodesh, not in Ibra Hashana. So the Minchas Chinuch on Parshas Bo on the Pasuk of HaChodesh Avachem quotes the Tzlach and he says, Etfazen HaRashi, Rashi on Parshas and more, says the Feirish from the Torah's Kehanim. That it's not so. Is the favorite. Lamalo Omer Leini Kiddush HaChodesh Lekano Omer Leini Ibra Hashana. So Chaim Timmerman, I think, published a whole big fat sefer Agan HaSar to prove that the Tzlach is really right. His whole book about the international dateline. The middle of the issue of the international dateline is based on a Gemara. The whole thing hinges on a Gemara that has to do with Kiddush HaChodesh. So Rav Chaim Timmerman made a whole tilfum in his a lot of tilfum in his sefer. So part of the big tilfum is he holds that the Tzlach is right. The Pashtus is like the Minhas Chinuch said. It's the Feirish Din, both by Kiddush HaChodesh and by Ibra Hashana. I saw Rav Shlomo Levilner, who was a guy in Vilna, quotes from his older brother, Rabbi Tzal Vilna. Avot, he was a guy 100 years ago in Vilna. So he quotes on the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaOmer. How come it says in the middle over here, in the middle of night? By a lot of Kabbalists, it says, how come it's over here in the middle of nowhere, apropos to nothing? So the Torah's Kohanim has the drasha on that on all other Kabbalists at Tzibur, if the Tzibur decides they don't want to bring the Kabbalists, the Bezin will be kai for them. When it comes to Kabbalists, the Bezin is not kai. So it says, Lirtzainchem. Says he doesn't know what that means. He doesn't know why that should be so. He never came across that anywhere else, just that Torah's Kohanim doesn't know what that means. So his brother had his own birth. Not like the Torah's Kohanim. What does it mean, Liv? He didn't know what to do. I have to take a look in the Malbim. Anybody have anything on that? Well, why should it be different to Omer? So his brother had a birth. His brother said, there's a, what do you call it? An asnach to this. So the Pashup Shat is Bain of Zoima, the Toimchem. It goes on the Hanafa Soima. So his brother suggested, even though that's the way the truck goes, his brother suggested maybe it goes on the Mimachras HaShabbos. But the Gemara has that there was a dispute between the Zukim and the Prushim when they bring the Omer. So the Zukim said, you always bring the Omer, Mimachras HaShabbos on a Sunday, and the holiday of Shavuot is going to be 7 weeks later on a Sunday. And they have Shev Shabbos Esrim Siyena. The week begins with Sunday, like this year. The week begins with Sunday and goes to Shabbos. And Shavuot is always going to be a weekend. Shavuot is weekend. Shavuot is always going to be a Sunday. And that's what the Tzedukim said, that Moshe Rabbeinu was in Oyev Yisrael. He liked the Jewish people. They wanted them to have an extended weekend. Moses knew that holiday Esrim is only, Shavuot is only one day. So what, one day in the middle of the week? What good is that? So he always, he decided to make the holiday of Shavuot on Sunday, so we'll always have an extended weekend. The Gemara says that Rav Yechonon Zakkai screamed at him and he said, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu made up the laws in the Torah. You don't need to tell him in Hashemite. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu was such a naive in the world and he had the right to do whatever he wanted. Why did he make the Jews wander in the desert for 40 miserable years? He should have taken him in Eretz Yisrael in 2 weeks apartheid. Moshe Rabbeinu, as much as he thought he wanted, he had to listen to what the Rebbe Shalom told him. The Rebbe Shalom made the decision. The Rebbe Shalom wanted to have an extended weekend. He said that it's not true. So then Rabbi Yechonon Zakkai presented the tradition that the Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Kippur, the first day of Cholamai Pesach, you bring the carbonites. So have the Tanoim prove. That was the oral tradition. The Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Kippur. How do they prove that the word Machal HaShabbos means the day after Yontif and not Shabbos Bereshit? Doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, but the Gemara calls Shabbos Bereshit. Doesn't mean Shabbos Parashat Bereshit. Shabbos Bereshit means Saturday. But we call Shabbos, it's called the Gemara Shabbos Bereshit, as opposed to Yontif. So the Gemara has various drushes. A whole series of drushes, one after the other, after the other, after the other, another one, a whole series of drushes. So Rabbi Shlomo Levilna quotes from his older brother, Rabbi Tal Vilna, he said, maybe that's Pshat. There is a Dinah Atta Mafilah, and the Dinah Atta Mafilah.